At a special meeting Monday night, the Sulphur Springs School Board approved a budget for this school year and the tax rate for the budget. They go into effect September 1st. I talked about the budget with School Superintendent Michael Lamb.
It feels like the start of school once you once you can accept the budget, finish one, which we're 6 days away from, or I guess 5 days now from September 1 starting, new budget year. Today's the first day of school. It feels like we're off and running.
Does tax rate remains the same in the budget?
Yes. Tax rate remains the same, and we're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. What does this budget allow you to do over the next year?
This budget, we've kind of moved some things around. We've reshaped. As you know, we're trying to increase the technology in kids' hands, and we're trying to upgrade some things that haven't been upgraded in a long time. For example, our police cars. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot in the last couple of years to improve the security, the presence of an officer. The officers end up helping us transport kids here and there, and then we've never really had a police car system. We've always either taken a hand-me-down from the city, which we're very thankful for, but we're starting to purchase and budget for vehicles that will get them back and forth to where they need to be. And we actually had two of our seven go down hard this summer. So we've got it into the budget to replace two police vehicles. We're going to contribute a little more to our employees' insurance than we have in the past, which with insurance going up like it has, it's kind of reached a breaking point where we knew we had to step up and try to help in that a little bit. Put aside some money to continue to replace HVACs and that kind of thing, which we've not always had that luxury. We're trying to get to where we think ahead a little more than maybe we have in the past. So that's been good for us. Pretty standard to have a budget for a couple of buses, and of course we have a budget for computers, which we've always had, but we actually added some money this time to be able to, in our third phase of our one-to-one initiative, try not to go out of budget with it, but see if we can stay within budget there.
Mm. Yeah, the first couple of phases, I think, came out of fund balance for the lower grades, and so one of your goals was to try to, have that budgeted.
Sure. We, when we started all that, and with technology, it's just such an unknown world. You know, you can plan today, and 6 months from now, that plan's outdated. So, yes, the first couple of rounds, we were simply taking it from fund balance and buying what we needed there. But we've got a rhythm going now where we kind of know what it takes to fill a classroom. So it's time. I mean, for that to be sustainable, we can't always go to fund balance, so we're going to have to work that into the budget, and we began that with this budget. So we're really excited about getting ourselves in a system that we think is going to work. We also upped our sub pay, $5 an hour, I believe. We're going to pay $70 this time for subs, and that's we were at $65 a day. We were one of the lowest in the area, and I don't know that, 70. There's still some that pay quite a bit over 70 a day for subbing, but we brought ourselves to 70, and that's a step in the right direction. So we're excited about that.
The teacher salaries in the budget, that feel like that makes us competitive in the area.
We do. We raised our salaries to be real competitive a couple of years ago, but already we're noticing the ones we tried to compete with, they're raising theirs now too. So it's just this stacking game. We are competitive, that's for sure, but, if we don't stay in the race, we'll lose the competitive edge.
KSST News.